Okay, I'm at home. Now what? I'm so glad you asked because I have a couple of things to share with you today that you can do now that you're home. Hi, I'm Rosalind Hickman, author of Anybody Home in Search of the Tightest Woman. And today I'm going to share with you some ideas that I believe will help you get up, get going with a little more excitement and purpose about being at home. If you hadn't heard my first YouTube entitled, Did God Just Send Families Home? Laugh Out Loud, please be sure and listen, and then you share with me what you see God doing in this coronavirus pandemic. Let me just say right off the bat, though, that my primary audience is the Christian woman, not because I'm prejudiced, but because one of the things that I will be asking you to do today is designed for the Christian woman. But if you've been thinking about becoming a Christian, you are at the right place. And here's what you can do. Right where you are today, you can just admit, like all of us had to, that we were sinners and that you are a sinner and that you need a savior. Then ask God to give you the faith, because it does come from God. Our faith comes from God. Ask Him to give you the faith to confess the Lord Jesus with your own mouth, and the faith to believe in your heart that Jesus was crucified. Listen, He was buried. He rose again from the dead on the third day to save you. Now you can see those words that I just uttered in Romans 10, 9 through 13 and 1 Corinthians 15. But if you feel like God is drawing you to Himself, I want to encourage you not to put off answering His call today. Who knows, for such a time as this, that this coronavirus would bring salvation to you? If this is the day that you believed, if this is the day that you ask God to give you that faith that I mentioned just a few minutes ago, to believe in Him, to believe on Him, then please, would you please let us know? Just send us a praise report to Covenant Keepers, and Keepers is spelled KEYPERS @gmail.com. Attention, Mrs. Hickman. Let us know. We want to celebrate and we want to help you even further if you would just let us know. Thank you so much. So we're going to go ahead and get started. We're going to talk today about those two things that you can do now that you're at home. I did want you to not sit at home and wonder why am I at home. So to answer your question, what next? Today I'm going to give you two things. One is a practical and one is a spiritual. Okay, so I need you to look for a sheet of paper, get a blank 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper and a pencil or an ink pen, marker, whatever works best for you. And at the top of the sheet, I want you to write the word fruitful. I will repeat this because I realize some of you are still looking for your sheet of paper. But when you get it, write the word fruitful across the top in the middle of that page. Underneath that heading where you wrote fruitful, draw a line down the middle of the sheet, dividing the sheet into two columns. On the left side of that vertical line from the top to the bottom, write this word, practical, practical. On the right side of that vertical line at the top, write the word spiritual. Okay, spiritual. I'll repeat that. At the top of the paper, fruitful in the middle, that would be your heading. We talked about being fruitful last time. Okay, and then underneath there, you want to draw a vertical line in the middle from the top to the bottom. And then on the left side of that line, you're going to write the word practical. On the left side of that line, the word practical. and on the right side, spiritual. Okay. All right. So let's begin with the practical side. I want you to take a few minutes and think about one thing that you have always wanted to organize in your home, but never had the time or the spirit to do it. Okay. Take a few minutes. Think about it. It could be a drawer, a closet. It could be a room that has clutter in every corner, every crevice of the room until you can't recognize which room you're in. So if it's in your kitchen, make sure people know it's the kitchen and not the kitchen and the hangout place, because you have things sitting on your table and just place things everywhere. But it could be your flat drawer, flatware drawer, where your spoons, knives, and forks are. Whatever you choose, once you decide what it is, write it underneath the word practical on the left side of your sheet. So you're going to write down what project, what thing in your home needs to be organized, okay? Underneath there, when you complete your sentence or your project title or place, on the next line underneath, you're going to write these two words, start date. And then draw a horizontal line out beside start date. That would be where you would write your date that you would begin your project. Okay, underneath there, you're going to write the word date completed. Draw a horizontal line out beside that word, those two words. That's where you would place the date that you completed organizing your project, okay? Then be careful, or be, I should say, remember not to forget, to be redundant. Remember and don't forget, take a picture. Take a picture before and after your project. If you don't mind, upload it and send it to me at covenantkeepers@gmail.com. Now, when we talked earlier about coming up with an idea for your practical side, I want you to choose something that's visible and that either you use all the time or the whole family. We want it to be something you can really celebrate, because you use it all the time, you see it all the time, and once it's organized, the whole family can benefit. All right, so let's move to the right side of your sheet. On the spiritual side, this is what I want you to do. Underneath the word spiritual, write down the word sober, S-O-B-E-R, sober. Right beside the word sober, in parentheses, write Titus 2. Titus 2. Next, take some time and do a word study on the word sober. Okay, so this is your worship time. I call it worship time because I sing and I pray and I study. It's like church, okay, in my time with the Lord. But you may call it your devotional, your quiet time, but hope it's not too quiet. But whenever you meet with the Lord, okay, to open up his word and hear from him, do a word study. Now, if you don't have a word study reference book, then you can use the internet. Use the internet to research the word sober. Make sure it's a doctrinally sound Christian link by an author that is doctrinally sound, okay? Now, you probably can run that by your pastor or someone that you know has a real understanding of what doctrinal sounds like and how you can tell if something is doctrinally sound. So be sure and get help if that's not something you truly understand how to choose a link. Okay, once you choose that link and you do your word study and you feel like you have a real understanding on the word sober, biblically, a Bible word study is better, but with this word sober, it's probably not going to be too much difference between the Merriam-Webster dictionary and a Bible dictionary. But I would look at both, okay? Then after you study the word sober, sit down with your children or your child and read Titus 2, 3, 4, and 5 out loud with them. Now, if they have learned to read, let them help with the reading, okay? If it's a teenager, of course, you know, you can share that reading with her or him. All right, so in the last few minutes of your time, do a review to see if they have understood. But you first take about 15 minutes of time, maybe a little more, but I would not go too much longer if your children are, I'll say under the age of 12. You know their attention span, but you teach them what you have found out during your own personal study of the word sober. Teach them what the Bible means when it says we should be sober. Give them a real life example that's age appropriate so they will remember it. So the next time you ask them what does sober means, what does sober mean? They're going to remember your illustration probably a lot easier, faster than just everything you say. So try to use a relative illustration, something that once they walk outside, they'll be able to see. And as you drive along with your children in the car, you can play a little game with it. Tell them to point out anybody that they see that's not acting sober, sounding sober, looking sober, because God intends for us to be sober, body, soul, mind, and spirit. All of us, every part of us should be sanctified before the Lord. And so you can start helping your children now to recognize not only what sober means, but what does it look like? All right. So women of God, you have just done what you were created to do. Keep the home and train the children up in the way that they should go. Your practical side gets you involved in the practical part of living in a home. We talked about the Garden of Eden. We should have model homes as believers that model the home in the garden. So if you have not listened to that YouTube, please click for it. It says, "Did God just send families back home?" So click on that, read that, listen to that. And you can also get that on our website. You can also find that on our blog. But if you haven't got our book, if you have not ordered the book, if you don't own the book already, please feel free to request that book, Anybody Home, In Search of the Titus Woman, at 423-838-5054. Please be sure and include your address with your zip code and how many books you would like. I will autograph those books for you, and the cost is $11.99. plus shipping. Listen, ladies, I enjoy this time, and I pray and I trust that God will bless you in your efforts and that you will feel good about your two assignments. All right. So thank you for joining us, and stay tuned.